from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to make sure to give the Monin Boys credit.
I
really thought they did a great job with Ross Bjork. And I also saw exactly how Ross Bjork got his job. You can tell that he knows how to kind of handle a room and handle people. And so I thought it was an instance where I still don't know if I'm any more certain that Ross Bjork is the right guy for the job to follow up Gene Smith. I have more reservations about him right now than I do about Ryan Day, because if you look at what Ross has done, Ross has not necessarily led anywhere he's gone to excellence. So, like, it's funny. I think Ryan Day getting a new AD, coming off 3 straight losses to Michigan, I think it puts him squarely on the hot seat. More so than the 3 losses to Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, what's this guy's background, by the way? I don't know a ton about him.
I mean, he's an AD. He's a fundraising guy. Like, that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need.
Yeah, I mean, that... Well, it's tough because that's a huge reason why Gene Smith lasted almost, what is it, 20 years?
Pretty wild, yeah.
But, like, think about... I mean, we had kind of a... I don't want to say a parade. But in short order, Gene Smith is the longest-lasting AD for a minute. So, and a lot of it was that fundraising ability. I'll also say he did a good job at hiring coaches.
So he was at A&M, right?
Ross, yeah.
Ross was at A&M, and they paid some money to some coaches.
So he's not the guy that originally
paid... Was he there with someone?
No. He's not the guy that paid Jimbo the first contract.
Okay.
He is the guy that paid him the second contract and got worked over when Brian Kelly went to LSU. Remember how LSU was that job that got everybody paid that offseason?
Yeah.
That was that, and Jimbo with Kellen Mond had that one brief moment where they looked like national contenders, and all of a sudden there was a contract extension. In fairness, use this word off the air. LSU throwing a bunch of money around, there is credible fear. Jimbo also was the OC for Nick Saban at LSU 20 years ago. So, like, yeah, in hindsight, that deal didn't age well. But at time, Ross Bjork had some. But to me, it's more, it's what has he done? What has he won? And specifically, in the most important thing, listen, if Ohio State men's basketball doesn't get off the ground under Ross Bjork, I'm not going to sweat. I'm really not. If Ohio State baseball takes a step back, or women's basketball takes a step back, yeah, we're going to wonder why that's happened, given the, what, $300 million payroll that they have, or $300 million budget they have. It's all about football. And so, like, to me, I look at it, in Ohio State fans right now, if you just said, for a fair amount of them, if you just said, Ross Bjork came out today and said, I'm actually firing Ryan Day if he doesn't beat Michigan, you're going to have people celebrate that because they've talked themselves into Ryan Day not being enough. The last thing I want this dude doing is hiring a new head coach. Like, that's my hope, is you just get continuity. Ryan Day does the Michigan, you know, beats Michigan this year. You're in the playoffs. You win a national championship. And we just put it to bed, because if this is about fundraising, let that dude have 20 years of getting suckers to put more money into that football program, into that program. Have no problem with that. The hiring of coaches thing, I'm not convinced on that. And so it is a catch-22. Like, I was about to say, like, If you said, who do I have more trust in? It's Ryan Day than Ross Bjork. And the thing that I think Ohio State fans hated the most from today's interview was the fact that Ross was like, well, if you look at the eight losses, Ryan's 56-8. You look at those eight losses, it's a play here. It's one play there. It's this, it's that. And people are going to say, well, you can say that about anyone. But it's not as if, and I know there's been one or two blowouts with Ryan in losses that have frustrated people. By and large, a lot of the, like, they're not that far off. And that's what I think is so tricky about the situation Ohio State is in. They're really not that far off from being who you want. This goes back to the perceptional thing that trips everybody up. It's the same thing why everybody always assumes whatever current high or low is the best or worst time in American history or in world history. It's like, no, we've had some real lows and some real highs. This ain't great, but this ain't that. Same thing goes, like, let's just be honest. And I say this as a Walmart Ohio State fan. I can go to Ohio State. I host an Ohio State podcast, well-researched, we watch the tape, Sons of the Shoe. Download it wherever you get your podcast. But like I freely admit, I didn't go there and play football like you. And it is the Ohio State Walmart fans, or sorry, the Walmart Ohio State fans, people who they get their gear and that, you know, they grew up fans, sure. It's not the same thing as if you win. And it is those people
most
saying.
Most fans did not go to Ohio State.
It is those people saying Ryan Day isn't doing enough. And that's a spoiled fan base. There are people who are happy to see Lloyd Carr go in Michigan because, well, you haven't won a championship in 8 years. Guarantee you, there were people when Pete Carroll went to USC, because remember, there was one or two comparatively down years. They weren't the kings of college football like they were for that 4 or 5 year run. People saying they'll be better off with Pete Carroll. When they fired, oh God, who did Miami have? Who was the head coach after Butch and before Randy
Al
Shannon?
Al Groh?
No.
Before Butch?
Larry Coker,
yeah. Oh,
yeah, that's who we beat.
Yeah. Oh, well, he lost a national championship. Bleep that guy. Then Randy Shannon happened. Then Al Golden happened. Then this guy, I think it was Mark Richt. And then you went from Richt to Manny Diaz. And now Manny Diaz to Mario Cristobal. And you're no closer to being. So this is a long-winded way of saying. Like, do I think Ryan Day, it's justifiable, the complaints you have about Ryan Day, 100%. Do I think you're really close to just seeming like a privileged fan base that might be running a really good coach out of town? Yes.
100%. I mean, Ryan Day on the open market is a very, very large commodity to other universities. So, look, I get it. We are spoiled. We live in the moment, and we expect national championships every single year. But part of that is because of the foundation that's been laid before. I mean, over the last, you know, let's say 25 years, between Tressel and Urban Meyer, like every year, and then you add in the Ryan Day as well, because, you know, even though they haven't got the title, they've been there.
Well, and I think so. Spoiled is such a rough word because we
and
just
God,
such
they
a,
have a title 2 years ago. If they can just not be so freaking conservative,
yeah. And
sorry.
Well, it's funny because I do think some of the concerns are justified, but like how far do
how
you
do
think
you not win a title with CJ Stroud? Now you're going to make me fire Ryan Day. Sorry.
How do you not win one with Justin Fields? Like, Fields was the absolutely more explosive college player, right? CJ.
I mean, he was more. I mean, for college, yeah. I mean, because he could run. But, like, CJ was.
CJ's
his
wings
arm
were,
talent is just off the charts.
I actually think a real fair criticism is I think CJ's
didn't
wings.
Run enough?
I think CJ's wings were clipped. I think that Georgia game shows it. Look at how well he moved around in that Georgia game and how Georgia had zero answer for it. You can't tell me you couldn't have done that against Michigan. I'm all for we're going to hold out all the stops you're still going to catch Georgia with surprise if C.J. Stroud runs all over Michigan, too. But I digress. So the reason why we're having this conversation is not just Ross Bjork was on with the Morning Boys, but also Adam Kramer. You know him for Kegs and Eggs on Twitter, one of the great college football follows. He, honestly, is one of my favorite thing. I love Full Season Sims because my favorite thing about sports is the hypothetical. It is, well, we think we know this is going somewhere, but then this computer tells us this other thing's going to happen. So he was the first one that I saw of the college football crowd simming the 2024 college football season and college football 2025. And he has Ohio State, or sorry, the simulation has Ohio State 9-4, a playoff team, but they lose to USC in the first round. In that event, is Ryan Day fired?
Oh,
this
man.
Should not be taking that long.
I don't know. Keith, what do you think?
I mean, it's an obvious yes.
You think it's obvious yes?
Yes. I mean, if you lose four games in general, fans would say that. The only saving grace is if you win a national championship in that case. Like, you can't lose four games with one of the most talented teams in college football history. That's according to Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel. They've all said it. Ryan Day knows it. Everybody knows it around college football. You can't lose four games and then lose the first game in the playoff and expect to keep your job. I don't care who you beat. It doesn't matter if they beat Michigan in that scenario. There's no way he survives that.
I think if you beat Michigan,
that's
it's
not going to happen,
way.
By the way. But if it did.
Here's the thing. It's kind of crazy. But like, if the Buckeyes lost four games, and let's say that they won the national championship, I don't even know that that buys him. I mean, that buys him that offseason, but I don't know that it buys him the next offseason.
So my counter to Adam Kramer was, I'm going to need to know if Michigan is one of those losses.
100%.
I think right now, the Walmart Ohio State fans, I think the bigger gripe is you haven't beat Michigan. I think that matters more than winning a national championship.
With this talent, you think beating Michigan would be enough, and then losing, if they lost four games and lost in the first round of the playoff,
I think
beating Michigan is saving grace?
It's not saving grace. I think it's can you justify him keeping his job? And I think if you asked in the Ryan Day era, what's your bigger bugaboo? Not winning a national championship or losing three straight games to Michigan, even Walmart Ohio State fans would say it's the Michigan thing. I'm not saying, listen, there'd be serious questions for going all in. And the number thrown out there, and I don't know if it's real or not, $34, $37 million to accrue this team, which still feels pretty conservative considering all the other things out there. But if you said you can lose to Michigan but win a national championship, or you can win, you can beat Michigan and not come anywhere close to a national championship, what event is more likely to Ryan Day keeping his job? It's beating Michigan. Because it's the one thing people think you're not focusing enough on.
Listen, I think like 5 years from now, I said this before, like with conference expansion and stuff, like you're going to have to get used to every once in a while losing three games in a season or whatever in a regular season. But coming off the last 2-3 years that he's had there, and it's not like they've been terrible. Like, it's just because of the circumstances around the losses, the Michigan, the bowl games, whatever. You can't lose four games with this talent.
216-474-0092. So we are talking about the Adam Kramer sim of the 2024 college football season. He has Ohio State at 9-4, a playoff team, but they lose to USC in the first round. We don't know if they beat Michigan, in fairness. But if USC is the fourth loss, that means there are three other losses in the Ohio State schedule, in fairness to what Keith is saying. It is very hard to find those three losses outside of Oregon and maybe Michigan. But what is a more disastrous situation for Ryan Day's future in Columbus? Winning a national championship but losing to Michigan, or beating Michigan and not coming close to a national championship? So we threw out the hypothetical there at the break, to which Jane Cleveland said they're both dog bleep. I don't think he's saying the hypothetical is dog bleep. He's just beat Michigan and win a national championship. But the Twitter poll is up. At Nick Wilson says, which scenario is more likely to end in Ryan Day getting another year in Columbus? Beat Michigan, but you lose in the first round, the kegs and eggs simulation, as it were,
mm-hmm.
or lose to Michigan and win a natty. What say you, Dustin Fox?
I think that Michigan's the most important thing.
Did you just give me the old okie doke? Did you give me a switcheroo there?
No.
I thought in the break you said he can't lose to Michigan and win a natty.
What did I exactly say to you when we went to break? I said he could. Gosh, dog it. You're changing my mind right now.
No, no, no. Because we were going out. We're walking out of the studio. And this is after we're off air. I'm 99% sure.
I said beating Michigan's more important than a natty.
I feel like you said the opposite of that.
I mean, maybe it is, but you're not firing a coach after winning a national championship.
No, they're not going to fire a coach after winning a national championship, but it still would make him be on the hot seat.
If you lost to Michigan four straight times, does he even make it to the playoffs? I mean, granted, I now am changing the details of the thing that I just sent out, but like, I would not be surprised if you beat Michigan, even if you make the playoffs, and there be a decision there.
I mean, I know the Michigan game is important, but a national championship would buy you more than a win over Michigan without doing anything in the playoffs, because the next season, if you beat Michigan this year and you didn't do anything in the playoff, then you lose to Michigan again next year, then it wouldn't matter. But a national championship would actually at least save you.
Yeah, but I think it's just order of operations. One, what's easier? Beating Michigan, another team in your division, or beating...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was it going to be three or four teams?
Well, I'll tell you
row?
What's easier for the AD to look at the paycheck that you're getting when you win the national championship.
Yeah, but I don't. Here's the problem. If Ross Bjork cares more about the national championship than Michigan, I think you could see that infuriating some fans.
I mean, I get it. Like, the rivalry should be most important. But in the end, we're talking about a title. Like, it's not like we're sitting here saying this team's won 50 titles and it's just another title.
So, okay.
Isn't that the most important thing in sports? That's like saying the Browns, like,
see that,
if you had a chance to win a Super Bowl or just beat the Steelers, people would take the Super Bowl.
But that's not comparable. Like the
I mean,
NFL,
it is kind of comparable because it's a title.
No, the NFL rivalries are not comparable to what is the greatest rivalry. Like, Ohio State Michigan is the best rivalry we have in college football. And rivalries do matter more in college football than they do in the NFL, unless you're in the midst of an all-time heated rival, like basically what the Ravens and Steelers have been in for 20 years and what the Browns and Steelers had been in for the previous 30 years.
Well, I get that, but and maybe we'll see it change right now, but with the landscape of college football, like, that
so
may change.
You're a Michigan fan.
Well, I mean, it's easy for me to say because I experienced last season and both happened.
Well, okay, but no, I'm saying, what scenario, if a coach was on the hot seat, what do you care more about? That coach beating Ohio State, if you haven't won in a couple years, and you've been hearing it for you know, now four damn years, or winning a national championship?
Well,
because
like
winning a national championship matters more to recruiting.
It's easier for me to sit here and say what I'm about to say because they just won a national title. Like, I would say the Ohio State stuff is more important because I have that title within the last couple of years.
Well, but you have both.
If they didn't have a title, like, if you were in Jim Harbaugh's shoes up until the last couple of years, I would say, like, just win me a title. I don't care about anything else.
Because he hadn't had
success against Ohio State, so it didn't matter.
So the first year, does Jim Harbaugh, weird roundabout way, you lose to Ohio State, somehow end up in the first year that he actually beats Ohio State. He actually loses to Ohio State instead, but some calculating error, you end up in the Big Ten title game, you win that, you go to the national championship.
Well, now you don't even have to get in
the
title game.
Okay, so you're kind of answering, you're making the point for me. Like, you're agreeing in that scenario, it was more important that he beats Ohio State.
No, I actually would have been just fine with a title at that point. Like, I just think that this, now with college football the way it is right now, even, like, with an expanded playoff, you're already going to have to go through a rough stretch in the playoffs. So you're already beating a bunch of I know the rivalry matters still, but I don't know. It might start to matter less to fans because you're going to have to go through murderer's row just to win a national championship.
While
and if you beat three or four really good teams on your way to doing that,
well,
then
yeah,
what's
but
it matter?
That's why it's harder. Like, just because
so
it's
is
harder.
Is that win going to be less valuable now? Like, unless
they're a top five or ten team,
like, if they're in the number 25 team in the country.
It'll still have value because of seeding, but the point is, what is more defensible? Losing to Michigan in a game where you're the more talented team, which is what this year is going to be.
It's been that way for the last three.
That's not defensible. You cannot defend that. You can defend, well, you had to win four straight playoff games against four of the, 15 best teams in football, and you lost in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine having
to beat... Like, that's luck of the draw. Michigan, no, you spend the whole offseason building to beat that team.
Could you imagine having to beat, like, Notre Dame, Texas, and, like, a Georgia or something on your way to winning the national championship?
And Ohio State fans, I don't want to speak for everybody. I would imagine Ohio State fans still value one win over Michigan than any one of those individual losses over those other programs. That's about bleep swinging nationally as a fan. Like, we can't, because here's the thing. We can't let them take it from us. That's the way I look at this. If you just say a national championship is all that matters to you and you start to take your eye off that rivalry, I'll be honest with you, you deserve to lose every year. And if Ryan Day thinks that way, well, I'll take a loss to Michigan if it means I'm going to win a national championship. Cool. Go be a head coach at Oregon. Go be a head coach at Miami. Go be head coach at Texas or at OU or at Illinois or at Bowling Green. Go coach somewhere else. Because at some point, Ohio State themselves, not just me and the other Walmart Ohio State fans.
By the way, I love that Walmart Ohio State fan thing.
I totally stole it from my boy Chad Harris. So that's what I used to call Tar Heel fans who didn't go to North Carolina. He called them Walmart Heels fans.
Because you sort of call them rednecks without calling them rednecks.
Yeah. Well, and I am
a
redneck.
And you're also saying you just buy some gear because you're a fan.
Yeah.
But you also don't buy the best gear because you're buying it at Walmart.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that shot there.
No, they don't sell Nike.
Yeah. Yet.
Officially yeah. licensed apparel.
Yet. I just think... Like, I think if you gave Ross Bjork and Ryan Day both that truth serum and they say, give me the national championship, not my coach, not my AD. Like, because here's the thing. You can't really claim...
There's no way this guy can come in after 1 year and fire Ryan Day.
That's absolutely what ADs do all the time.
Not at Ohio State.
It's because you haven't had... actually, that's not entirely true. That has been up. It doesn't
and
happen to Jim Tressel. It doesn't happen to Urban Meyer.
I also think, Nick, it's not smart to come in and just make rampant changes. You have changes in all walks of life in terms of leadership. And when people come in and make drastic, sweeping changes immediately, more oftentimes than not, it turns out to be a poor decision.
You are correct. But in every corporation, in radio, in football, in every baseball team, What's the line we all cling to? Well, he wants to hire his own guy. By the way, I think it's stupid and barbaric, and I think changing off Ryan Day. I will not call for firing Ryan Day until the absolute last second that I have to. I'm not going to play that game, and because I do think there's a lot of people just farting into the wind, pissed that they haven't beaten Michigan or won a national championship. I think most people are off their rocker at how far or close Ohio State actually is to doing those things. I think it's millimeters. I think we are, I think we're even inside the one, the 1 yard marker. At the same point, I can't deny how college football works. I can't deny how the world works. Like, I,
by the way, Nick, I don't even know how college football works anymore. I think we're going to have to try and take some time here to kind of evaluate and understand what college football is, because it's changed a ton. Like, the money thing has been a huge deal. The expansion of conferences, expansion of the playoff, like this year, it's going to feel totally different. And I think it's going to take a little time to get used to what this new college football is going to be.
So, you know, what's funny is, it's been a lot of change in a small amount of time. How much change has there really been in the last, what, 8 months since we last saw college football from now compared to the three previous years? Like, the
what's
changed
in, I mean, I don't know. We now have Oregon in the Big Ten.
Well, but like, honestly, the Big 12 was on death's doorstep for 4 years, and we just, or not 4 years, like 2 years, and it didn't really change anything. Like, the sad reality is, and the ACC probably will go next. Whether to go before the end of their grant of rights, I don't know. But, like, is it different? Yeah. Is it moving a lot quicker? Yes. At the same point, it's finally moving as fast as every other professional sporting league out there. And now, and honestly, it just feels fast because college football administrators and college, you know, the NCAA, all the leadership and brain trust dragged their feet and slow played as long as they could. This is all just the boomerang shot, or the snap back of the rubber band, because for 40 years everybody sat on their hands, made a bunch of dough, and didn't make the necessary changes. And now there's an external force, which is the collapse of TV, which is only complicating that. Let's go with Russ. Russ, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Okay, I appreciate the conversation, but I'm going to say this. If the Buckeyes win the Natty, we could lose to Michigan 56-7, and not only would Ryan Day not get on the hot seat, but he'd probably get a raise. I'd be like, if the Browns got their butts kicked twice by the Steelers and Bengals and then won the Super Bowl, half of them wouldn't care about that either. No way. No, anything short of the Natty, that's a different story.
So if you lost, you lose to Michigan, then you lose in the first round. Ryan Day gonzo?
Yes, but if you won the Natty, you could lose to Michigan 60-2.
We'd keep changing the number. What if you lost in the Natty? So you win three playoff games, but then you lose, and it's like an errant kick. Is Ryan Day still getting housed?
Hot seat. Hot seat at least.
Russ, we appreciate you, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.